I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KLSU Oklahoma City studio. Starting today through Sunday, June 15th, Dead Center Film Festival marks its 14th year in Oklahoma City. And here in the studio with us, we have Kim Haywood, Director of Programming and Education for Dead Center. Hey, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is an Oklahoma film festival, and it's not just about bringing in films from all over the other place. It's about these locally homegrown films or films with Oklahoma connections.
Exactly. So we're screening 100 films at our festival, and we are an international festival, but we take great pride in giving Oklahoma filmmakers a national stage along with, you know, any other film that screens at our festival. So this year, of the 24 feature-length films that we are screening, 10 of those are either made in Oklahoma by Oklahomans or have an Oklahoma connection.
Can you tell us about some of the Oklahoma films that you have?
Absolutely. Of the films that are made in Oklahoma, we have Light from the Dark Room, which is directed by Lance McDaniel, and it's a Catholic thriller. And it's actually written by a woman whose husband was ambassador to the Vatican, that's from here in Oklahoma as well.
The idea of Mr. Lee having something to do with this is outrageous.
It is easier for me to believe that you killed that woman last night.
What? Oscar Dome, whoever did this, knew that we had those pictures.
I have some exciting business opportunities to discuss.
Why would she believe the young man to be alive?
Some kind of photographs.
We have another film from a group of filmmakers out of Shawnee called Rough Cut. And this, for them, I believe marks their sixth film in Dead Center since probably 2004.
You're living some sad, stupid dream. And you spent $20 to come here tonight to feel like you were going somewhere. And I'm here to tell you that you are not. And I'm keeping your $20.
But then we also have films that have Oklahoma connections. And so there's a film called Harmontown, which is a documentary about Dan Harmon, who was the creator of the show Community, which sadly just was canceled, unfortunately.
Dan Harmon is a writer.
A creator.
A straight-up nerd.
Smelly. An alcoholic.
He is no stranger to self-destruction.
I'm his biggest fan, and I fired him.
I know him as the creator of Community.
Dan is mostly known for the Chevy Chase message.
But now he has been fired from the show he created.
He didn't want to go to therapy, and he needed an avenue through which to vent, so he started doing Harmontown.
Ladies and gentlemen, Harmontown!
Well, Harmontown is a podcast that they do every week.
I woke up this morning and I realized I have nothing to do. So we're going to go on tour.
But the film was directed by Neil Berkley, and Neil is probably best known as a director of a film from 2012 called Beauty's Embarrassing about Wayne White, who was one of the creators of, visually, one of the creators of Pee-wee's Playhouse. We also have a film called LaDonna Harris, Indian 101, directed by Juliana Branham. LaDonna is a Comanche woman, and she is responsible for so many Native issues being brought to the forefront. She was actually the one that had the Taos Pueblo Indians who gave their land back. So a lot of land rights are because of her, because of her actions.
LaDonna knew how to use her resources, being the wife of a United States Senator, you know, looking at what could be done. How do you organize people? How do you get an impact? How do you get tribes to lobby?
She wasn't any kind of potted plant or shrinking violet. She spoke out strongly for what she believed in.
Group pressure is what makes people respond, that you can bring about change if you organize around issues.
Another film with Oklahoma connections is a film by Brian Beasley called The Quiet Philanthropist, the Edith Gaylord story. Obviously, the Gaylord family are the creators of The Oklahoman. Another film about Sister Rosemary called Sowing Hope. And Sister Rosemary has she founded an orphanage in Uganda for all the girls after the Civil War there who were homeless. Many of them have children, and so she brought them in, and she's teaching them trades such as sewing so that they can go off and make a living of their own. And she has very strong Oklahoma connections through Pros for Africa, which is a local organization that brings in professional athletes to help create both money and awareness for issues going on in Africa. And then finally, there's a film, Last Days of Vietnam, and that is a film that was directed by Rory Kennedy, but it was produced by an Edmond native named Taylor Johns.
Young officers in the embassy began to mobilize a black operation, meaning a makeshift evacuation that would be totally below the radar of the ambassador.
As the North Vietnamese came closer and closer to Saigon, these people were dead men walking. I borrowed a truck, and I drove them to the airbase. And I had told them, when you hear three thumps, that means hold the baby's mouths, don't breathe, don't talk, don't make any noise, because we're going through the gatepost.
Wide variety of films and very interesting ways Oklahomans have touched all these various topics.
Dead Center Film Festival begins today and lasts through Sunday, June 15th at various indoor and outdoor venues in downtown Oklahoma City. Tickets and more information can be found at deadcenterfilm.org. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.